This is New England Public Radio News. As our spring music series continues, a multi-generational chorus based in Pittsfield is bringing together singers from around Berkshire County and beyond. As New England Public Radio's Nancy Cohen reports, their big concert is coming up in June.
It's Monday night at the Unitarian Church in Pittsfield. Dozens of singers, bass and tenor, soprano and alto, they all greet each other as they settle into their seats. A tall, bearded man stands before them, next to a piano.
A C's good, a C's good. Okay, can we do it as a round right away? Sure we can.
Okay, ready, go.
1, 1, 2, 1, 1, 2, 3, 2, 1, 1, 2, 3, 2, 1, 2, 3, 2, 1, 4, 5, 2.
Music is something that really connects with, at the very deepest level, what it means to be a human being.
That's Jack Brown, the artistic director of Berkshire Lyric.
One of my favorite things that I tell the choir after we're really digging into this is there's no fun like work.
The fun and work draw singers from as far away as the Vermont and Connecticut borders and across the line in New York. And unlike many community choruses, these singers aren't just middle-aged, like Lee Beliver from Lee.
I'm one of the older people. I'm 80. I will be 80 in July.
A lot of the old people, older people are very, very nice, and they're fun to be around.
That's 16-year-old Leah Najimi from Savoy. About a fifth of the singers are 25 years old or younger. An equal number are in their 50s to mid-60s, like David Pott, a tenor from Great Barrington.
I love having younger people. It makes a difference in the sound and certainly the vitality and enthusiasm. It's not all gray hair like mine. It feels like you're part of making something beautiful with a whole bunch of people together, and the end result is a singular expression of beauty.
Jack Brown says most community choruses don't audition, but he holds what he calls a vocal interview.
I'd have to make sure that people can sing in tune. I don't have a remedial thing for that. And if somebody has vocal trouble singing a scale, this is probably not the right chorus for them. They wouldn't be that happy.
Berkshire Lyric consists of four choruses for children, teenage girls, high school and college kids, and this, the multi-generational chorus. It started in 1963.
I'm one of the founding members. I'm 80 years old, but I still sing tolerably, I guess.
That's Andy Plummer, who started in his mid-20s. He sings with his wife, Meg. Husbands and wives, aunts and uncles, parents and children sing together. 50-year-old Campbell Bridges from Lenox first sang as a teen with his dad.
I would tag along. My dad would bring me to do my homework and sit in the back, and then I started singing with them. And so when we moved back to the area with my kids, it was sort of natural. It was like coming home.
That in our ear. We're not going to beat it to death. Good. Okay. Don't let your shoulders jump, just your gut.
Ronnie Cunningham from Housatonic says singing with the chorus is like combining hard work with a vacation.
We learn so much from Jack, and he's very encouraging and in a gentle manner.
Right where you come in, one more time. Come on, think, work hard. And we sing.
The chorus sings all kinds of music, like this song by Morton Lauridsen, as well as cowboy songs, Gilbert and Sullivan, and Schubert. They're preparing for their big concert held in early June in Seiji Ozawa Hall at Tanglewood.
The concerts we do at Ozawa Hall are probably the youngest classical audiences they get all year. And they're certainly the most local.
Brown says they include people who live in the Berkshires but who have never been to Tanglewood.
It's so cool.
17-year-old Cecilia Redpath, a soprano from Great Barrington, who sings with her sister, mother, and grandmother, says she can hear all of the singers' voices when they perform.
It's so cool to hear how the sound works in the room. It seems much bigger and more powerful, and you feel like you're reaching more people.
When people sing together, they resonate, and it's physical, something Lee Beliver experiences.
When it comes together, when the pitches, the sound is all correct, it's such a fantastic sound in my head, in my body, and it makes my soul happy.
Okay, have a seat. Ay, ay, ay. All right, we've got 2 months. What's today? Oh, we have 2 months and a week. We're good. That extra week will do it.
For New England Public Radio, I'm Nancy Cohen. Sure.